Activision Blizzard has been under scrutiny for some time now related to harassment and sexual harassment, specifically allegations at the company and investigations into that. There's some new reporting by the Wall Street Journal that the CEO, Bobby Kotick, knew about these allegations, knew more than previously revealed, and in fact did not necessarily communicate that knowledge to the board of directors. Sarah Needleman is joining us now, Wall Street Journal technology reporter, who was a co-author on this story today. This is a meaty story. There's a lot in here about what Kotick allegedly knew, when he knew it, how he communicated to it. As somebody who's been following the story, what stood out to you as the most shocking or most egregious lapse on the part of Kotick?
I mean, there were so many examples that we highlighted in the story, like the rape allegations that led to a settlement out of court that Mr. Kotick didn't share with the board. He didn't mention the allegations or the settlement. There was an executive at one of the company studios who had been allegedly sexually harassed several women. They did an investigation. Several people at the company recommended he be fired, but Mr. Kotick stood in and made sure this person stayed despite the many allegations. And this person was able to stay on with some counseling, although that person has most recently left in the wake of our reporting. But those are just some pretty stark examples. And I guess one of the stats that stand out is the more than 500 complaints since just July from current and former employees of harassment, sexual assault, bullying, pay disparities, and other issues. And the company is investigating those claims. So those are just some examples that stand out to me.
Sarah, outside of the executive suite, what is the mood inside right now over at Activision Blizzard?
Well, yesterday we had a walkout. So about 100 employees protested outside the company's Irvine, California campus. And then many other employees who are working remotely, they stopped working in protest. And just from the reaction on throughout the press, other press stories picking it up and the reaction on social media, it's clear that people are paying attention. And I mean, these are allegations that have been going back many years. And there have been some reports over in the gaming press about the culture. And it is well known for being a heavy drinking culture and a culture that is unwelcoming to women. So I think the reaction is sort of validation of what people have been hearing. One example in the story we point out is that many of these people who were accused of sexual harassment or abuse were given very flattering farewells. The company never said why they were leaving, but internally many people knew the truth, and yet they were given a pat on the back on the way out the door. So I think the mood right now is this sense of, for many people, a sense of relief and validation of what they've been saying for many years.
And one of the small details in the story that I found particularly shocking, given that heavy drinking culture you talked about, a company spokeswoman, quote, said the company will soon ban alcohol in the office. Like, what are they waiting for if this is such a big issue? That was very surprising to me. One of the other interesting details is that a gay woman who was brought in to run Blizzard said she was going to step down. She said she felt tokenized. So that's also telling that even though the company has talked about trying to repair these issues, that to me is an example that certainly the people inside the company don't feel that it's being adequately addressed.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that woman is she was just named co-head of the Blizzard unit a few months ago. She was the first woman at the company to lead one of its units. And now she's leaving at the end of this year, if not sooner, and has already said, just as you described, her own experience and her lack of faith in the leadership, which is pretty significant. And she's a long-term employee. And so you have to keep in mind, there's a very much a culture of fear and intimidation and many charges of retaliation for those who spoke out. So it was very difficult for people to come forward. And so now we have that this exposed, and we're hearing about such examples. And that one you raised is in particular very alarming.
Sarah, just quickly, how does Bobby Kotick keep his job? I mean, are you hearing anything from investors, from the board of directors, et cetera?
Well, we did a group of shareholders did put out a letter this morning calling for his resignation or and changes. And we saw the editor-in-chief of one of the gaming press Polygon call for his resignation. And like I said, we had this walkout yesterday where people were asking for it. So that is possible. As of now, the board has said it is standing by his leadership. The board put out a statement yesterday saying that it remains committed to the goal of making Activision Blizzard the most welcoming and inclusive company in the industry, and that it's confident in Bobby Kotick's leadership, commitment, and ability to achieve these goals. So the board, as of now, is standing by, but we do have this letter from the shareholders saying that this is a problem and wants the board to make several changes.
We'll see what happens. In the meantime, Sarah, thanks to you and your team for your great reporting on this ongoing story. It's an important one in Silicon Valley and beyond. Sarah Needleman, Wall Street Journal technology reporter. Thank you.